Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's Friday. Glad to know that you're with us. And this is the end of the work week. And, you know, maybe some sunshine tomorrow, which is something we all would welcome for sure. Hey, good morning. And it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 37 degrees here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, you know, there's something to be said about spring cleaning and something to be said about going to the ones who know how to do it the best if you want to maximize your time. Of course, I'm talking about Carolina Power Washing and the importance of getting ahead of this during the spring. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys are here today to talk about your company, Carolina Power Washing. So let's begin. Just introduce yourself to our listeners.
So I'm Ray. This is my wife, Lindsay.
Ray and Lindsay.
Yep, we're here in Rock Hill. We live in Rock Hill. Our shop's in Rock Hill. And we've been in business about 13 years now. And, you know, we service all of York County, all of Charlotte. But our bread and butter is Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and just really all of York County.
And obviously you do power washing, so you clean our homes. And as we have seen out west in Texas, maintenance is a big part of keeping your house running smoothly. What is the downside if people do not pressure wash and maybe clean at least the outside of their home?
Sure. So with the actual cleaning, a lot of it's cosmetic, but you know, your painted surfaces, the paint tends to last a little bit longer when you maintain it, you know, and clean it. And if you do need to repaint the house, you always need to clean it before you paint, you know, for it to actually, the paint to stick properly and all that. So either way, you gotta clean it. So it's best to have, whether it's us or another professional, clean it the right way before you have somebody paint it. And another service we offer that people tend to forget is gutter clean out, clean out the inside of the gutters. And that's not really a cosmetic thing, although we've had people that, you know, call us because they notice there's a tree growing out of the gutter and it looks ugly from the ground.
Wow.
But most gutter clean out's more, you know, more of a actual legit maintenance thing. You know, we all know the importance of gutters. If they're stopped up, they're not doing their job, and you may as well not have them on the house.
Yeah, they can. I mean, a clogged gutter can create some issues that actually impact the interior of your home.
Yeah.
So what do we look for just to sort of kind of do a visual check to a clue that our gutters, besides a tree growing out of one, might need a little cleaning? Yeah.
The easiest thing is really, you know, when it's raining, get outside with an umbrella and just look and see if the gutters are actually, you know, spilling water over top of them, or if they're flowing water out of the downspout like they should. Sometimes it can be not necessarily a clogged gutter, but a gutter that pitches off, you know, and numerous other things that we check while we're up there. But, you know, you're going to have problems with water at the foundation. You can have problems, you know, water getting into other areas like the roof and stuff. And we've even seen where that the water staying up there encourages pests and animals to build nests and get into the attic spaces. And then you've got not only a gutter issue, but then you're calling a exterminator or something to get a bat or something out of the attic. So
you got a varmint issue at that point.
It really is cheap maintenance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I've heard folks just casually say sometimes they see that as a luxury.
Yeah.
And again, your house will be okay, but it is nice, to your point, especially if you live in a neighborhood and your neighbors have very gorgeous homes, and you drive by your house and after a while you see like, oh, ours does not look the same as our neighbors. And then you start seeing some mildew start to build up. It is nice to have it done at least once a year. Twice a year is what you all would recommend around this time of the year, preparing for the spring. And then again, once the pollen has made its way. Lindsay, how many times have you received a call from folks that want a quote They get a quote and they say, "Okay, I think I'm good. I'm going to do it on my own." And how many of those folks call you back after they realize?
That happens all the time. And we say, like, hey, you know, we'll be here when you're ready. You know, they kind of start the project and then, you know, halfway through Saturday and they realize they've done 10% of their home. And, like, you know, I should probably just pay the professionals to come in. And our setup is very efficient. So we come in and we use a low-pressure process called soft washing. So it's actually killing the mold and the mildew. And so our process, you're going to have a clean longer than if you try to clean it yourself with just high pressure. So, that happens all the time. And we're happy to come out and, you know, pick up where you left off.
You know, a lot of times you see ads for, you know, certain cleaning companies that lead with one price, but by the time it's all finished, it's considerably higher. How do you differentiate yourself from the competition when it comes to pricing out the jobs?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great
question. So we offer free in-person quotes. Whether you've got, you know, a sidewalk you want me to come out and look at in person, we're happy to do that. Or it's a, you know, big mansion or commercial building. We don't charge for our quotes to come out. If you're concerned with the virus, you know, we're happy to come out and look at it in person and chat with you over the phone or FaceTime or whatever. Everybody's comfort level is different, and you know, we work with you on that. But don't charge for the quotes. And you know, if you prefer online quote, we do that as well. But the price we give you is the price you get. So we don't come out there and give you one price and say, oh, this is extra dirty, so it's extra money or whatever.
I'm extra tired.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we should say Ray is a firefighter, so this is something that's right up your alley of being able to handle.
This is great.
A lot of power coming from the water source. So again, you have the ladders, you have the equipment. To Lindsay's point as well, it sounds good in theory until you start it, and then you're like, oh my goodness. I'm this tired. I've only accomplished this much, and I've got the rest to go. So I asked earlier, you guys do driveways, because I see a lot of folks on social media really showing the before and afters, and I never thought at all of pressure washing your driveways. Anything else that people just don't think about that you all do clean or pressure wash that you're starting to see more and more folks ask for, or that you can just say, like, well, we offer this, but most people don't even know to ask it?
Yeah. We get a lot of... got a lot of roofs the past few months. What I mean by that is, you know, most of us have an asphalt shingle roof, and on those asphalt shingle roofs, you tend to see like black streaks on them. And sometimes, if they're really, really bad, you get moss. We did two different roofs yesterday, and one of them just had, you know, the black streaks. It's just organic growth. The good news is it all comes off. The bad news is if you have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing and actually pressure washes it with high pressure, you'll ruin that roof and you'll have to replace it. So we use a process called soft washing.
That is such a good point.
Very good point. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because I've seen that before and did not realize that's what it is. So that is interesting. And then you have to get a new roof on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's now is to go ahead and get your quote and get you guys out there right before everyone and their brothers do so when the spring rush comes.
Yeah, exactly. The spring is our absolute, I call it the tax season of you know, cleaning. We get really busy and, you know, go ahead and get on our schedule now for March or April. That's totally fine. We'll hold an appointment for you. But there's no reason to wait.
Lindsay's looking at me because she knows it's on my to-do list.
Hey, Patty, I'm going to call you after this. But they're really you have a different situation. But that's okay. But like if you say like, oh, I just want to wait until, you know, it warms up a little bit. You know, your house will be clean tomorrow. It'll be clean in a month also. So like there really is no reason to wait. Go ahead and get on now. That way you're not waiting until June or July, because our schedule books up.
Absolutely. So. And it is also windows cleaned.
Very true. And it's also interesting, if they're power washing it, you can also be at home. Like, you guys don't interrupt the day-to-day stuff inside of your house.
Nope.
So if you work from home, you might hear some loud noises here and there, but it is pretty interesting how in and out you guys get.
Yeah.
You have a lot of jobs and a lot of homes to do so. All right. It's Carolina Power Washing. Look them up. Lindsay and Ray, as always, friends. Good to see you, and we'll see you again.